you not love yourself as much as you should? Well, tonight is a night to find out, as we have co-authors Philip Baer and Marcus Famer, and then we will get you grooving with a new song, because it is all glorious with funny man, actor, guitarist, a triple threat he is, Stephen Brown, here on The Joe Show, so don't go anywhere. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Joe Show on Ohm Times Radio. And yes, I am your host, your winning award host, Joe Crawford of The Joe Show. We have a huge show for you tonight. We are so lucky to have with us co-authors of their new book, Learning to Love, Your Guide to Personal Empowerment, Philip Baer and Marcus Famer will be with us. And then we have actor, comedian, guitarist, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky to have him on the show, Stephen Brown. And we're going to have his latest song, It's All Glorious, play as well on The Joe Show. And, well, you know what today is? Today is Wednesday, February 17th. And guess what that means?
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day! Get
happy. Yes, it is hump day, and boy, do I love hump day. It's the middle of the week, and well, hopefully this weekend, this past weekend, you all had a lovely Valentine's Day. Whether you are a couple, you're married, you're single, you should be spreading love every day, and that's why we continue the theme of love here on The Joe Show. And every week, and I should say every day too, because we are repeated multiple times here on OTR-FM, and make sure you take us everywhere you go. Just type in on your mobile app there, Ohm Times Radio. Actually, don't have to do the radio, ohmtimes.com/mobile, and that's how easy it is. And then just click on the OTR-FM. And then you hear us, and there's other stations as well, but you want to hear The Joe Show, right? Of course you do. And, well, I got to say, I really had a lovely Valentine's Day. My sweetheart, oh my gosh, I tell you, I thought I was cheesy. She out-cheesed me. Yes, oh my gosh. It was so nice. Oh, it was... Everything is awesome. It was awesome. She got me, if you look on my Facebook page, a jar filled up with 52 reasons why she loves me. How sweet is that? Now, I can't open them up until every week passes. I got to do it every Sunday. That's what I obliged to do, but it was so nice. And then, of course, I got a couple of cheesy things. I got I fantasize about you. How cute is that? It was a Fanta can or Fanta orange pop or whatever else. And then also I ended up getting Reese's Pieces. And it says, I love you to pieces. Like, it just, she is such a thoughtful sweetheart, I tell you. Well, baby girl, thank you very much and giving you a shout out. And you gave me a few seconds here to talk about you. And I know you don't like being in the spotlight, so I will stop, but want to let you know, thank you very much. And you make my day every day. Hey, let's get to our headlines right now, though. So let's move along. Play our headline music. Well, starting off here, for 6 years, a building supervisor in Spain quietly collected a $41,500 salary from his local government without showing up for work. Must be nice. And he would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for him getting an award for his 20 years of loyal service. Joaquin Garcia was recently fined $30,000 for the extended paid vacation from a water treatment plant in Cadiz. The maximum penalty government officials could deliver, the BBC reported. Wow, pretty good, I'd say. Australian authorities said on Monday they had seized a $1.25 billion worth of liquid methamphetamine, or ICE, their largest haul of illicit drugs in 2 years. Four Chinese nationals, three of them from Hong Kong, have been charged over their alleged role in the importation and manufacture of 720 liters of the drug, which were hidden inside gel bra inserts and art supplies. The drugs were seized at several locations in Sydney, including a shipping container sent from Hong Kong. The haul was biggest in Australia since 2014, when police seized around $1.5 billion in ecstasy and methamphetamines imported from Europe. I love dumb criminals, and well, this just tops it so far this year for 2016. An Arkansas couple's evening of kinky entertainment ended with one pair of handcuffs used for fun being replaced by another used for real in arrest, police said on Friday. Dustin Taylor summoned police this week to his home in Fort Smith to remove a pair of handcuffs he told officers he and his wife had been using the previous night while doing some kinky things. The couple had lost the key, Taylor explained. The responding patrolman removed the handcuffs and did a routine search for Taylor's name in a police database. When the computer reported an outstanding warrant for Taylor on criminal mischief, handcuffs went back on, but this time they belonged to the officer. As excuses go, this one ends up being pretty fishy. A Wisconsin man convicted on Monday for his 10th operating a vehicle while intoxicated charge blamed his high BAC on beer-battered fish. The deputy said Prisbilla's breath smelled like alcohol and administered a field sobriety test that the suspect failed, according to local news stations. Prisbilla denied drinking alcohol, but said he had eaten beer-battered fish earlier in the evening. He made the same statements in court on Monday. No sentencing date has been set, but Prisbilla could face up to 12 and a half years in prison. Ugh, that just makes me sick, because that many times to be caught, 10 times for a DWI.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Exactly. We have a huge show for you tonight, but hey, I want to let you know that in the coming weeks, next month, we have our second annual salute to game shows where The Price is Right is saluted, and we have executive producer, former executive producer, Roger Dobkowitz, former announcer of the Million Dollar Spectaculars, Randy West, and former game show host legend, Bob Barker. It's a two-part series. You do not want to miss this next month here on The Joe Show. You can follow The Joe Show on Facebook, facebook.com/Joe Show Live. Give us a like there. And of course, we are also on iTunes, along with being on Own Times Radio. So if you want to download any of our past episodes from the past 9 years or the past interviews we've had over the past 9 years, you can do so on iTunes. Just search up on podcasts, The Joe Show, and you'll see the red curtain with the microphone with the blue lettering, The Joe Show. But make sure if you missed any shows of the night season, you can not just hear it on iTunes, but you can hear it on OTRFM's website as well. So it's always on demand there. And of course, all the shows from OTRFM are on demand on the show's pages. So check them out. keep on listening here to the Joe Show on OTRFM as we take a short break and come back to learn how we can love and empower ourselves. It's a guide to personal empowerment. Our authors, Philip Baer and illustrator Marcus Famer. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this here on the Joe Show.
Hi, this is Randy West, your television voice on The Joe Show, talking about everything that's fun. Thanks for tuning in.
Come on down. You're the next listener of The Joe Show's second annual salute to game shows, Price is Right, Uncensored, a two-part series airing on Wednesday, March 9th and Wednesday, March the 16th. We will take you back all the way to September 4th, 1972, the first day Price is Right aired on CBS. The Joe Show speaks with longtime former producer Roger Dobkowitz, Million Dollar Spectacular announcer Randy West, and longtime former Price is Right legendary host Bob Barker. So mark down Wednesday, March 9th and Wednesday, March 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Own Times Radio on The Joe Show.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Colin Mockery from Whose Line Is It Anyway? You're listening to The Joe Show, the only show where the host is completely naked 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to The Joe Show on Own Times Radio, and joining us right now are, I'll say co-authors, because they've written this book together, and it's a real neat, interesting book, because not only is it a book just to read, it's like an exercise book and a self-evaluation of yourself and how you perceive others and love each other and love yourself. The book is called Learning to Love, Your Guide to Personal Empowerment. And joining me on the line is Philip Baer and Marcus Ferner. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, we're doing really great, Joe.
Hi there. Yeah, we're doing fantastic.
Awesome. Glad that you guys are with us. So we can decipher whose voice is who with the name. Let's get this out of the way right now. Philip, are you there with me? And say hello to our audience.
Hi, so I'm Philip Baer, and welcome to everyone who's listening.
Awesome, and of course, Marcus, please talk.
Sure, hello, this is Marcus, and looking forward to this.
Perfect, all right, well, want to thank you guys for being with us, and first of all, before we even talk about the book, I want to know, and either one of you can answer this question, or both of you too, how did you guys end up meeting together before getting this book out and being a two-year project that ended up coming out to be, I think, a great book altogether?
I approached a number of people. I was understanding that the more that I wrote about learning to love, the more complicated and convoluted things got. And knowing that a picture paints a thousand words, I figured that it would be great to work with a talented artist. And I asked around until someone pointed me in Marcus's direction. And I think Marcus can tell you about what happened next. We landed up going away for a week together.
Yeah, it was great. A friend of mine mentioned to Philip, you know, that he knows this designer who might be able to help him there. And then I met Philip, and I wasn't quite sure, you know, what to expect, which is, you know, I felt like, well, it's just the usual job, you know, someone's going to give you a manuscript and he'll take it away and, you know, turn out a book after a while. And I don't know, like the first couple of, I think we had one or two meetings, it sort of kind of felt like, there's a little bit more. I was really interested in the book. And then I think like on the second meeting, he asked me, hey, do you want to go away to a camp? There is a PTSD sufferers camp, and he's been invited to go there. And I thought, wow, what an opportunity to get to know this guy much better and to dig deeper in his book. And I think that sort of kind of sealed my interest in it. And I thought, like, great, let's go for it. And then I sort of, from then on, I kind of got deeper and deeper into his book and text.
Nice. Now, are you the full, because I mean, the pictures in this book, Learning to Love, Your Guide to Personal Empowerment, are just fabulous. And again, like a picture is 1,000 words, and some of them, I think, even 1,000,000 words in the illustrations of this book. Are you the artist of the pictures in the book, Marcus?
Yes, I am indeed. Yeah.
Wow.
I think originally I used to be, or called myself, just a book artist. So I would do book art, which involves, you know, like visual poetry and creating the book. And then, you know, like to make ends meet, you know, like started adding more commercial graphic design. But like, you know, like doing art was always my first love. And then this allowed me now to combine both my artwork and sort of more commercial graphic design with it. And that's, I think, why I was so interested in the project as well.
Philip, what was the reason behind this to write Learning to Love, Your Guide to Personal Empowerment?
An urgent pressing need from inside to share the knowledge. The work that's presented in the book is information that's been shared with me for the most part, with my own development on top of that, of some of the wisdom that comes from most of the religious traditions and from modern psychology, from a synthesis of these things. And within that is when we're trying to understand human behavior, when we're trying to deal with things that are not working in our lives, for example, we get angry too often, or we're having to struggle with a romantic partner or a friend or a child, our focus goes on to modifying the behavior. And what I've been learning over the last 6, 10 years, even longer, is that underlying all behavior is an emotion. So first we have an emotional response to something, and then we do something with that. And usually we're not in control of what it is that we do. And most of our focus in society is changing the behavior while ignoring the emotion that's underneath that. But if we can work with the emotion and change, so for example, change an angry emotion to a loving emotion, then we're not going to express it in the same way. We're not going to have the same action. And so our life improves radically. And knowing that, and knowing how to do that, it was really important for me to share that with the world.
How easy or how hard is it to change, Philip, the angry emotion into a loving emotion or a happy emotion?
Once you've learned how to love, it's really quite easy. Before you've learned how to love, it's close to impossible.
What's your background, Philip, of your employment or whatever, or knowledge to be able to write something like this?
So that's a really interesting question, because I studied engineering and have worked with complex systems for many years. So I'm not coming from the study of psychology, but within my background, I grew up in a very dysfunctional family. And since I can remember, I've been trying to find out why someone like myself, who I considered a really sweet little boy, kept getting into trouble and spent more time hanging out with the principal than in the classroom. And so I've been on a lifelong journey to try and understand why we do the things that we do. And in 2009, I had my first exposure to an incredible teacher who was able to take me. I was reading on your bio something really fascinating, that in your history, you've been a magician.
Yes.
And so what people get to see when a magician does tricks is the kind of the things that they're being shown, but what they're not seeing is what goes into the magic, what goes into the magic trick. And so for me, what I was able to learn from my teacher was what's going on behind the scenes. What is it that really, if we were to use another analogy, the analogy of a computer, what I got to understand is what the code is in the operating system and how to see it. And so that's really been my training.
Speaking with Philip Baer and Marcus Farner, author and illustrator of Learning to Love, Your Guide to Personal Empowerment, an awesome book that is a definitely must get, and a good self-evaluation. And people get maybe a little scared of self-evaluation, got to do some homework, but it really defines of who you are and who you will become or will outcome be with this book. And I think it's truly amazing. And I never got to complete all the exercises because you got to think, and you may stay on a chapter, and a chapter is like a page or two, not even like a full chapter like you think of a novel, where it's going to be that you're going to take some time just to read it and then do answers and questions. But it's good, very thought-provoking, and you don't really want to rush through it. And what you do now will probably, if you do it a year from now or 6 months from now, could change as well. And Marcus, I got to ask you, because these pictures are just fantastic. They're very eye-appealing. They're very eye-catching. And one of them that... I got to ask if it was easy to do or maybe it was hard to do. But one of them, too, that I really caught was a male figure in, I'm just trying to go by memory now, that there's like a bunch of brown circles around his head. Looks like he's maybe confused or in a daze or something like that. Just very vivid images. Was it hard or easy to do to capture what Philip was trying to do? And of course, I know Philip and loved it because, I mean, it's in the book.
Yeah, it was kind of both. It was hard and easy at the same time. I'll put it that way. It took me a while, and that's what was great. Like when I could join Philip in that camp. It took me a long while to really get into the book and really get what he was trying to say. So behind each illustrations, there are many, many hours that I would spend with Philip. We were sitting, on my deck, and we were plotting out strategies, and we were talking about, like these chapters, right? And we're talking about the ideas, and then I would go away, and then sometimes it would be totally frustrating, nothing would happen. And why I'm saying it's easy, because sometimes then often it would hit me in the middle of the night, and I say like, oh my God, chapter whatever 12 needs to be, it needs to be a man with a candle and something like this. And then it was quite easy. Often what I would do is like they all based mainly out of like really sort of turn of the century books. So I would go hunting with an image in mind that I would need maybe, a helping, like I had a vision of say a helping hand. And then I would go through images till I found something that I thought like, yeah, that really, speaks to me, and then solidify this, cut it out, do some circles around it, double it up or something, all that. Because my idea is like, it was, the images to me, the thought was, it should be like, I want to take the reader, it's on a journey, like into a garden almost, where you sort of walk in the garden, and the garden is basically all of Philip's ideas, and my images should take you along that path and present them to you in a non-threatening way, and in a way that you sort of, I want you to go off and daydream a little bit more and then come out refreshed but full of these ideas. So yes, it was hard and difficult and sometimes very easy. Sometimes the images really just popped out, and I looked at something and said, my God, yeah, this is the only thing that I could use for this.
Well, it's definitely worth it, and to see those pictures too. And what I also like about the book, right after the dedication there that Philip, that you've written and your thanks and all that stuff, is it comes out really strong with characteristics and emotion, like just emotional words, and like happy and sad and angry, and then the characteristics and traits of people and of our personality just makes you think. And it's like, wow, like I knew there was a lot of words that could describe emotions and feelings and characteristics, but you really elaborated and opened up even more. And that's going to be my new thesaurus, I think, to describe. But gentlemen, I want to make sure that we get people to get this book. Whereabouts, Philip, can people get access to this book and pick it up? I know it's eKindle or Kindle or whatever. I'm not really very familiar with the online stuff with the books, but how can people get access to this book?
Okay, well, we've kept it really easy. Either on Kindle, their version of it is available as an electronic version, or otherwise on the Learning to Love on the Behavioral Loops website, bloops.com/love. We have copies of it available, and we'll mail it to people around the world. So just order it up on our website. Again, www.b-loops.com and then /love.
All right, so make sure you get over there. And gentlemen, before we let you go, I'll ask Philip first. And Marcus, I'm going to ask you the exact same question, so you got a little more time to think it out probably than what Philip has to say. But Philip, what to you is the definition of love?
Oh, man, you're making it really easy. So it's love is made up of, in my mind, three letters that if people can remember, A, C, and U. So unconditional acceptance. So the moment that we're not feeling unconditionally accepted, we stop feeling loved. The second one is connection, secure connection. And when we're feeling securely connected and unconditionally accepted, we feel loved. The moment that the secure connection gets breached, we feel unloved and disconnected. And then the last one is understanding, deep understanding. So when those three pieces are in place, the ACU, the acceptance, the connection, and the understanding, we feel loved. And the moment that they're not, we feel isolated and separate.
Marcus, what about you? What's the meaning of love to you, definition?
The meaning of love for me is accepting yourself and unconditionally accepting the other, so that you don't put, their actions always weigh them up and judge them or something that you, I mean, sure, you can be critical, but, that you accept the other and their point. And by that happens, I think when you sort of come to a point where you're sort of at peace with yourself and you accept yourself and you realize, I did this action and it's okay. And you allow that for the other person too. I think that's when you sort of when you accomplish that, that's sort of a position of, total love, that you just allow people to be themselves. And then you can criticize them, but it doesn't come from a bad place. It just comes of a place of trust and understanding where you really just want to be, mutually supportive.
Well, gentlemen, Philip and Marcus, I love the book and I love you guys, and you guys can come back on the show anytime, and wish you success with this new book, Learning to Love, Your Guide to Personal Empowerment. b-loops.com/love is where you can get access to this book. And thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with me here on the Joe Show and talking to our listeners.
It's wonderful talking with you, Joe. Thanks very much.
It was great talking to you. Joe.
No problem. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this here on The Joe Show on Old Times Radio.
Hey, you're listening to The Joe Show, and I'm Jerry Springer.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, this is Judy Mann of the Chiffons, and you're listening to The Joe Show.
Welcome back to The Joe Show on OM Times Radio, and joining us, our guest. He's known as a great entertainer. He's a guitarist, a comedian, an actor, a songwriter, a singer. He's modest. He has a perfect nose, apparently, and a romantic vein. And of course, we got that from Facebook. Anyways, one and only Stephen Brown. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I got to meet Stephen. Just brief. We met. Yeah, like we quickly shook hands or whatever else at the Heritage Awards in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
So I got to meet you there and never got to spend as much time as I wanted to after doing a little research on you, because you seem like a jack of all trades, and I would have loved to talk to you more because, my goodness, you do it all. You've done in films, TV. You got 3 films just, again, under your belt recently and 2 more coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, man, and what I love, too, is if you go to Stephen's website, StephenBrown.org, and he has a new CD coming out too. We'll hear one of his songs. It's called It's All Glorious in a little bit. But he also does impersonations. And you can hear some of these impersonations. And I got to tell you, my favorite ones, I went through and listened to them all, are the Boomhauer from King of the Hill, Popeye. And you do an awesome Hello Dolly Carol Channing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of those obscure ones. Most guys can't pull off Carol Channing. I wouldn't want to, evidently, probably. I don't know.
Well, you do a good impression of Carol Channing, but let's.
I'm secure in my masculinity. I can do that.
There you go. That's good. That's why I do my Dolly Parton impersonations and dress up like her and Tina Turner. I'm very secure with my masculinity. I'm going to use that line from now on, Stephen. But now, you must have started though as a guitar player, a songwriter, though, right?
Right. Yeah.
So
I started singing first. Started singing first in youth choir back in 1976, way back when.
Oh wow!
I was like a year old. No, I was 13 actually at the time, long time ago.
Yeah, and then so was your family. Like, do you come from a family of singers and instrumentalists, or you?
Yeah. Both sides of my family had lots of. Musicians and singers. When we would get together for family holidays and gatherings, it would be like a hoedown. You know, everybody bring their instruments, and we'd be all playing. There's a lot of country and bluegrass there, and you may hear some of that in a few of my songs. I've tried to get away from that, you know, but it still creeps up on me every once in a while because I was born in Texas.
Yeah, it's your Texas.
I was born in Texas. Grew up in Arkansas. And now I live in Missouri, so I've moved myself incrementally north from where I started. But I was in the Navy, too, lived coast to coast and been completely around the world, 360 degrees. So.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So where has been your favorite place that you've been? I mean, of course, with the Navy, it's kind of a little maybe hard to depict, but where has been your favorite place that you've been?
Oh, there's lots of them, yeah. Monte Carlo, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, Jamaica, St. Croix, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, you know.
So then, along with your singing career, I mean, you've done the Navy, you started singing when you were young, and the youth choir, and then you picked up a guitar. Did you pick up guitar how later long in life?
It was just a few months, actually. My dad played guitar. He had a country western band, or country band, as we call it. Some people call it country western, which those two don't always go together, you know. He had a band in the Craighead County, Arkansas area called Wilbur Brown and the Castaways. They were famous for the Moose Lodge, the Elks Lodge, the VFW Hall. They played all the big spots. He had this old guitar, and I got this Mel Bay chord book, and I just sat in front of it for hours at a time learning chords and just taught myself, basically.
I mean, we can hear this on your music. Is you playing the guitar on your newest album?
Mm-hmm.
What's your newest album called, and when is it being released?
It's called Momentum, and I've already released it online, and you can find it on my website, stephenbrown.org.
Yeah, and we're going to hear It's All Glorious in a little bit. Is that on your Momentum CD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the first track, actually, of this Momentum CD. This is an unusual CD in that the previous six CDs that I've done have all been really predominantly gospel in nature and in-your-face gospel, which is nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do something a little different and reach a different audience.
Yeah.
And a little more crossover toward mainstream. But you'll still hear the gospel message in a couple of the songs in there, but it's just not so overt,
right,
shall we say.
Stephen Brown with us, singer, songwriter, latest CD's Momentum. We're going to hear It's All Glorious in just a little bit. And you can check him out also on Facebook. Like his Facebook page as well, Stephen Brown. Sounds as it spells as it sounds, Steven Brown. And I know you're involved, and it'll be later on that we air this, but I know you're involved in a couple contests as well that people have to vote for you to go onward. So basically,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
there's two, Artist Signal and Make a Star, I think it's called.
Yeah, Artist Signal is one I've been on for quite a while. I'm trying to get that grand prize of $10,000, but haven't made it so far. And then the newest one is a little different, and it's like a bracket monthly thing. You compete against another artist, or in this case, my instrumental song, which is the title song of my album, Momentum. That's another thing that's unusual about this. I've never recorded a purely instrumental song before, and it's the title track called Momentum, because the feel of it just made me think of moving forward, momentum. I'm going to move forward to new things. And so this song is in the instrumental bracket. It made it through the semifinals. It's now it made it through the quarterfinals. It's now in the semifinals of that one. It's called Make a Star. But you can, I've got that, some of those on my Facebook page, links to those.
Yeah, so get over there on Facebook and give Stephen Brown a like and follow through the links to vote him onward and help him out. You're going to hear his great song, It's All Glorious, from his latest album, Momentum, again in a few minutes. But, you are so talented, not only, again, with your music and your guitar instrumentals, but in some films and TV shows that you've done. And tell me about these newer films that are going to be that you're going to be taping, I think, correct, in the next couple of weeks or months.
Yeah, the one that I'm most excited about coming up is called Taney Como, which it's named after the area in the Branson, Missouri area. There's a lake called Taney Como. Anyway, it's based on a war veteran, a U.S. Army veteran who's come from Afghanistan. He's been out a couple of years. He's homeless, and he's experiencing PTSD, although he doesn't know it. And he's trying to raise a 13-year-old son at the same time. So there's a lot of struggle in that. In this is my first lead role in a film. Heretofore, I've only done supporting roles mostly.
And you were, interject for a second, doing a lot of supporting roles. You look like a principal. They made you a principal in a lot of the different things. You got a principal look about you, I guess, right?
Principal, like in a high school or.
Yeah, in a middle school or an elementary school or whatever.
Yeah. I almost always end up playing the father or the stepfather or, you know, haven't done the grandpa yet, but although I am a grandpa.
Oh, there you go. So, awesome.
Yeah.
So lead role, you're going to be doing this this film.
The main character, his name is Dagan. I know it's an odd name, but it's unique. And we're trying to bring awareness to people about homeless veterans and PTSD and get people to understand, you know, a little more about them and get them involved in this. It's a very engaging, emotional story about this man and his son and the people around him and the support system eventually. I don't want to give away too much.
How can people end up seeing this though?
The initial premiere, I believe, they're shooting to get it done by Veterans Day week. That's a big deal down in Branson, and kind of because they have a whole week long thing down there in Branson about veterans and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, PTSD doesn't only affect veterans, you know. PTSD, which is, if anybody doesn't know, it's post-traumatic stress syndrome. It can happen to anyone who's been through a very traumatic experience, you know. Anybody living in the inner city has seen, you know, shootings or deaths or mayhem or something like that.
Being interviewed by Joe Crawford on the Joe Show. No.
Or like me, I don't want to drag it down, but whenever I was a kid, my mom was a victim of domestic violence, you know, and I witnessed that, and so were us kids on occasion. So, that could cause PTSD, and it may have, I don't know, but, anyway.
It's something that means dear to you, and it's an honor that you're actually to be able to play this part.
Yes. Yes, I'm really excited to be part of this, and I've started to grow my facial hair out more and my hair out to look a little more the role of a homeless person, but nice. I know that's stereotypical. But.
No, that's good, and hopefully we'll be looking forward to that when it comes out in November. To keep all information on Stephen, you can go to stephenbrown.org. And I got the producer here saying, because I made a mention earlier of Popeye Boomhauer or whatever else, or Carol Chan. Can you do a little Popeye or a little Boomhauer, just a little sample, just to say you're, whatever?
Popeye. Oh, yeah, I can do. Let's see. It's early in the morning. Let's see if I can do Popeye. Let's see.
Well, blow me now. Ooh, sweet pea. Yeah.
There you go. And Mr. Producer's clapping in the background. He's very happy, so there you go.
My favorite one is Tigger. The most wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tigger's the one of a sting. The bottom of the middle of the water. The top's the middle of a spring. The multi, 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 fun. The most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. The only one.
That's great. StephenBrown.org is a website. You got to check him out. Like him on Facebook. Help him out. This newest CD is Momentum. It's all glorious. Let's talk about that for a second before we have you introduce us into that song, Stephen. What is It's All Glorious? I know it's a nice upbeat, great tune. You on the guitar there strumming along, but I mean, tell me about It's All Glorious. How did it come about and everything?
Well, it's kind of interesting. It started with a text a coworker sent me, and I don't know what he was trying to show me or see. I can't remember, but the text simply read, "Look at the sky, the sun." And I thought, okay, that sounds like the beginning of a song. So that's the first couple of lines. And look at the sky, the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's all glorious wherever you are. And, because everything in this world, not everything, but nature, I should say, can be glorious. It can be beautiful if we look at it through the eyes of, like, a child, for instance. Have you ever noticed a little child sees everything as new and cool and like it, first time they see an airplane or first time they see a snowfall?
Yeah.
It's
an awe and wonder.
Yes, we can get jaundiced. We can get, skeptical, of course. It's not the word I was looking for, but to where we see the world through a jaundiced eye because of all the bad things that happen. But we still have this great experience in life. And I make reference to in the first verse after the chorus, the beginning of the song is a chorus instead of a verse like most songs, to Psalm 97. I hope I got that right. I didn't write it down. But anyway, it says, the heavens declare his glory. So that's the beginning of that verse there.
It's all glorious on the Momentum CD. We're going to hear it now on the Joe Show. Stephen, I want to thank you very much and wish you all the continued success and the best, and come back on anytime.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. God bless you.
Look at the sky, the sun, the moon and stars. It's all glorious from where you are. Look at the sky, the sun, the moon and stars. It's all
everybody, this is Fee Waybill of the Tubes, and you're listening to The Joe Show.
Come on down. You're the next listener of The Joe Show's second annual salute to game shows, Price is Right, Uncensored, a two-part series airing on Wednesday, March 9th and Wednesday, March the 16th. We will take you back all the way to September 4th, 1972, the first day Price is Right aired on CBS. The Joe Show speaks with longtime former producer Roger Dobkowitz, Million Dollar Spectacular announcer Randy West, and longtime former Price is Right legendary host Bob Barker. So mark down Wednesday, March 9th and Wednesday, March 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Old Times Radio on The Joe Show.
Home Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wink Martindale, and I'm listening to The Joe Show, which is a common, ordinary thing with me. I listen all the time.
Well, we have some time. Do we have some time, Mr. Producer? We do? Okay, we have some time. We haven't done our Comedian of the Week for I don't know how freaking long. It's been ever. Hey, just so you know, take the kids away from listening to The Joe Show right now because listener discretion is advised. All right, listener discretion is advised for our Comedian of the Week, Chris Rock, with What Is Love?
Anybody in this room that's ever been in love will testify to this shit. If you haven't contemplated murder, you ain't been in love. If you haven't seriously thought about killing a motherfucker, you ain't been in love. If you haven't had a can of rat poison in your hand and looked at it for 45 minutes straight, you ain't been in love. If you haven't bought a shovel and a bag and a rug to roll their ass up in, you ain't been in love. If you haven't practiced your alibi in front of the mirror, you ain't been in love. And the only thing that stopped you from killing this motherfucker was an episode of CSI. Oh, man, they thorough. I better make up. They might catch my ass. That's right, man. See, relationships are hard, man. But for order, for any relationship to work, both people have to be on the same page. Both people have to have the same focus. That's right. And we all know what that page is. We all know what that focus is. In order for the relationship to work, both people have to have the same focus. And what's that focus? The focus is all about her. It's all about her. She's already there, fellas. She's waiting for you to come aboard. Fellas, when you wake up in the morning, you should look yourself in the mirror and say, fuck you. Fuck your hopes, fuck your dreams, fuck your plans, fuck everything you thought this life was gonna bring you. Now let's go out there and try to make this bitch happen. Yes. It's all about her, fellas. Say yes to everything. Everything. Everything you could afford, say yes to. Just say yes. Before she even gets it out of her fucking mouth. Honey, can yes. Honey, I want a yes. Honey, how about yes? Just get a stamp. Yes, 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 yes. Another thing, fellas. Don't argue. You cannot win. You cannot beat a woman in an argument. It's impossible. You will not win. Because men, we are handicapped when it comes to arguing. Because we have a need to make sense.
Oh my gosh. I told you listener discretion was advised with Chris Rock, but that is hilarious. I gotta say that being in love, I haven't really contemplated. Maybe I haven't been in love long enough, but I don't think I could ever contemplate of getting an alibi or getting a shovel or whatever else. But anyways, needless to say that that is kind of funny. Thank you very much for our clip for our Comedian of the Week. We have time, Mr. Producer, for our Word of the Week before we head off? Okay, we do. Let's get to our Word of the Week. Dictionary Lady, what is our Word of the Week?
Castellated.
Ah, Dictionary, let's try this again. Man, you know, I should really come in for rehearsal, right? Anyways, Dictionary Man. But of course, Mr. Producer, you don't tell me if it's a guy or a woman. Jeez. What is our word of the week?
Castellated.
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 Castellated. Is that when someone is happy living in a castle? Castellated? No, okay.
Castellated.
Castellated. What the heck? Okay, it's an adjective. I'm just having some fun. An adjective. Castellated. C-A-S-T-E-L-L-A-T-E-D.
Castellated.
Well, I'm almost close. I mentioned castles. It means having many castles. So I guess you would be happy with your castle. So I was close. Having many castles or architecture built like a castle, especially with turrets and battlements. But castellated.
Castellated.
That is your, okay, Dictionary Man. That is your word of the week. That's going to wrap it up for the Joe Show this week. My gosh, where does the time go? The hour flies by so fast. You can hear repeats of the Joe Show anytime on Old Times Radio on demand, OTRFM on mobile. And of course, go to my website, joecrawfordlive.com. We have some great shows coming up in the near future. Check us out on iTunes as well. And we want to thank our guests for this week, Philip Baer and Marcus Famer and Stephen Brown. We want to thank you for listening. And remember, don't be ordinary, be extraordinary. Take care.